Reckon I ought to move out of the way?
That might be a good idea. Move to the back of your cell, just in case. There's no sense in taking chances. He pushed himself up and yawned.
It sure was nice meeting you, Hank, and best of luck.
And the same goes for you, my friend. We'll see you down the road. We waved goodbye. I watched him amble off to the back of his cell, and I felt a lump come in my throat. I mean, there's something special about friendships made in prison. You just don't forget the guys you've met on death row. I gave Ralph time to take cover and made a few warm-up runs around my cell. Then I turned to the south and focused all my attention on the chain-link fence. Destroying a chain-link fence with steel posts set in concrete wasn't going to be easy. But then, life itself wasn't easy, and being head of ranch security wasn't easy, and getting my head cut off and sent to the state lab wasn't easy. So there you are. What's easy in this life isn't necessarily... I've lost my train of thought. I jogged in place for a moment, took three deep breaths, and glanced up at the stars. The time was approximately 1:34 a.m. With any luck at all, this nightmare would be over in 15 minutes, and I'd be on my way back to the ranch. All at once, my highly conditioned body stiffened from nose to tail as I concentrated on being an arrow, a battering ram, an artillery shell, a guided missile. And then I sprang forward, gathering speed with every step, and by the time I reached the fence, I had attained maximum velocity. I crashed into the fence, and suddenly the night silence was filled with the sounds of destruction, the snap and groan of steel under stress. And also the snap and groan of various parts of my body. When I regained consciousness, I was lying on the floor of my cell. A new day was dawning in the east, and Ralph was in the cell beside me, looking down with drooping eyes and drooping jowls and drooping ears. I sat up and shook the vapors out of my head. Where am I?
You're still on death row.
What happened?
Oh, you hit the fence and it didn't tear down.
And I've been unconscious all this time?
Yup.